Wow. China.
He needs some milk.
Yeah, boy.
What do I do, Lord?
Destroy the dragon. Corrupt them all.
I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. It's a stiflingly hot night here in the jungle. Do you want to hear the jungle? I think there's monkeys in the distance. I'm working on making them my, I was going to say slaves, but that seems incorrect, doesn't it? That seems like it might be problematic. My minions. That's a nice word, isn't it? Minions. I remember when I worked in a hotel many years ago, when I was a teenager, I used to walk up to Viennois Hotel from Clóiston Phearsaigh School. And if you're familiar with the area of Cork, it's about a 500 metre walk, maybe, up the main road. And I used to dip out of supervised study, which I was put in because my brain lacked the discipline and ability to do my homework at home. So for a menial price paid to the school, they would keep me there till 6. What I used to do is I used to leave at fucking 5 or 4:30 and go up and fucking work in Vienna Woods, putting glass bottles into cases that could be returned. That's what I used to do when I was 16. Where did I say that again? Oh yeah, they used to call us minions. They used to call us the minions. We were the guys who were, when the kegs came, we'd bring the kegs in, which was very dangerous. You could lose a finger. And what it was, basically, was just kicking them down the stairs. And they'd just smash down there, and then you just fucking, and then you just sit down there and you smoke cigarettes and play Snake on your phone. It was a better time, I tell you. There was just Snake. That was it. Or me and Connor Looney used to wrestle. And then he'd steal money from the till, and then he'd give me some cigarettes. He was right fucking scumbag back then, wasn't he? I'm sure he's doing better now. I actually haven't heard from him in years. I wonder how he's doing. Good, I hope. Anyway, lads, it's fucking stifling here in the jungle. Fucking hell. It's 30 degrees with humidity. 8:56 in the PM. Welcome to the fucking radio show. How are you doing? How are you doing? What we like to do is we like to play some radio song tunes and music. Is what it's called. Well, we just jibba jabba about whatever is on our minds. What I saw today, just before I got back, we went over dinner. It's very nice. We were the only people in the restaurant. A lot of the restaurants here are packed, and there's ones that there's no one in, so you can just go to an empty restaurant and you feel like you're paying everyone's wages, you know what I mean? It's sad in one way, but in another way, these people seem completely free of the mental capabilities and problems that we have in the West. I don't know. What the fuck do I know? I don't know. I just look at their little faces, and I'm like, well, they look fucking happy. I saw a kid there on a moped. He was about 11 years old. Him and his probably 9-year-old brother on the moped going down the main street in the evening time as the sun was setting, and he was smoking a cigarette, and I was like, fuck. Could you be more cool than a fucking 11-year-old on a moped in a singlet smoking a cigarette with your brother? That seems like they have a good, you know, time. I don't know what it's like to have a real good time, you know, to detach from all the insecurities and worries that I barely have, but to actually immerse yourself in the moment. I guess that's why I'm here, isn't it? To go to that yoga shala and try and fucking find the enlightenment. So far my enlightenment was seeing that kid in the moped and pretending to be him for a split second. I was like, that fucking seems cool as fuck. Maybe I need the moped and just start smoking again. See, that's how simple I am. I just revert back to like the simple things that I saw visually might fucking help. Anyway, I'll tell you what happened today. Fuck, I can see the stars. What do you guys think of the stars? Do you think they're real, or do you think it's fucking made up bullshit? Because I'm starting to think, how could it possibly be fucking real? I'm looking right now through the trees. See the way I struggle to say that? B be as fucking racist as you want in your thoughts about how I struggle to say trees. The foresty trees, not the number trees, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking through a gap in them and I can see the stars. And I think to myself, they can't be real. Because what they say is we're just looking up at, you know, 100,000 years in the past. Fuck me in the ass. How does that make sense, you fucking retards? You fucking spastics. You dumb cunts. How the fuck does that possibly make sense? Actually, it does make sense because distance and time and all that shit. In a way, I can kind of understand it. Anyway, there's a good argument to say that none of that exists because nothing exists really outside of your own mind. The whole perception is reality. I tried two books last year. Boredom fried my brain in the first two or three chapters. I wasn't smart enough to comprehend them. One was Donald Hoffman's, I can't remember what it's called. Something, Illusion of Reality or some shit like that. The other one was Robert Lanza. I can't remember what that was called either. Anyway, one is, I don't know. Do you think I fucking know? Jesus Christ, just give me a fucking knife right now. Let me cut something. My own head off. How long do you think it would take to cut your own head off can you die before you cut your own head off? I think the sawing part is probably tougher than what they'd have you believe in Shakespearean plays and all that shit, you know what I mean? Fuck. See, I thought tonight was going to come in with some clarity, some structure, some flow. I thought we were going to go somewhere, but we didn't, did we? Do you think you can cut your own head off before you fucking die? Fucking hell. Oh, what a fucking faggot. Listen. Anyway, so I got up at 9, I got up at 7, I got up at 6 today. I got up at 6 p.m, watched the sun come up. I tried to make a video for my Rumble account. Because I had a dream. Actually, strangely enough, I started off this podcast by talking about working in Vienna Woods, the bar and hotel I worked in as a kid back in probably 2000 and I would say 2009, 2010, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, something within that 4 years. How the fuck do I know? You know what I mean? It's way back in times and all that shit. But I had a dream two nights in a row about working in a bar, and you think that's my calling, to go back to the bar? Because my dream the other night, I was serving stout. It was just Beamish and Guinness, and it was a busy bar. Like, nothing looked correct. You know, dreams, everything is distorted anyway. But the Guinness ran out, and then I had to get someone to change the barrel, and this chick that I know, I won't mention who she is because I don't want to put her on blast, but she was in my dream, but not in a sexual way at all. I'm a married man, for fuck's sake. But anyway, she, who does not work in a bar and never has, she was changing the cake. She was a bar manager, and then it was taking really long to change the cake, and I was like, this is getting awkward, because, you know, you're just, what am I going to do, make small talk with the fucking... Well, the people in my dream didn't really have faces, but they had, like, you know, it was the aura of an, you know, old Irishman who wanted to drink fucking stout, like. Stranger that the dream can have all these details about the actual drink, but the faces are blurred. You know, what's with that? What's with my subconscious not being able to fucking formulate a face? I see faces every day. Anyway, so it's getting awkward while I was waiting. So I was like, oh, I'll go out and check how, why is it taking her so long to change the cake. I went out, and she, instead of changing the cake, she was eating a load of pipes, metal pipes, and crying and just crunching them down. What the fuck does that mean? Someone tell me what the fuck that means. What is my self-conscious, not my self-conscious, my subconscious, trying to tell my conscious? It's probably saying, take this, you fucking retard. Take that, you fucking retard. Ponder that all day, you fucking dick. Call it. I reckon this podcast is more subconscious than conscious.